Chapter 224, Matters Relating to a Psalm, Fasting. 1242, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if any one of you forgetfully eats or drinks while observing fasting, he should complete his psalm, fasting, for Allah has fed him and given him to drink. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us of a kindness and convenience of Islam that during the psalm, if a person inadvertently does any such thing which destroys his psalm, i.e. eating, drinking, cohabitation with wife, etc., his psalm will remain intact due to forgetfulness, provided one abandons the act as soon as he remembers that he is observing psalm. He needs not make any expiation for such a psalm. 1243. Laqith bin Sabira radiallahu anhu reported, I requested the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to talk to me about ablution. He said, perform the wudu well by washing those parts of the body, such as the face, hands, and feet beyond what is required, like washing the hands up to the upper arm instead of the elbow. Cleanse the base of your fingers and sniff water deep into the nose, except when you are observing fast. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Ordinarily, it is necessary for wudu that one should pass water through the nose and rinse the mouth thoroughly. But when one is observing psalm, he has to take care that water does not go down the throat through the nose, as this nullifies the psalm. 1244. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would wake up at Fajr time in a state of janaba. So he would take bath before dawn and observe fasting. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1245. Aisha and Umm Salama radiallahu anhuma reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, would wake during Ramadan fasting in a state of major impurity without a wet dream, but on account of sexual intercourse, and he would take a bath before dawn. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith sometimes, and the one preceding it, inform us that when the Prophet, peace be upon him, would awake in the morning and was in need of a bath as a result of coition with his wife, he would take sahur in that condition and then take a bath and perform fajr prayer, because purification is essential for salat. This condition of janaba, impurity, occurred without ihtilam, wet dream, and its cause was coitus with his wife because, according to a well-known saying, ihtilam is a result of Satan's suggestions from which prophets are safe.